Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, so this is that weekend. You got to get the most mileage out of your Christmas lights. Got to get them up now. One of my favorite things to do with Crash. We will, Mondays and Tuesdays, we start this after Halloween. You know, when the decorations go up Mondays and Tuesdays. Because I make him do it, like, you know, hey, people, put them up on the weekend. We'll go around and drive neighborhoods just to see what others' decorations look like. We have a ball doing it. So he wanted to go yesterday. I said, we're still in November. I said, tomorrow's December. We'll go after this weekend. People start putting them up. So we do. We drive around. So look, tell me, if there is, you know, Greenville area, a good neighborhood for, like, decorations, like your neighborhood is just busted out, what neighborhood is that? Love to go drive around with crap. My neighborhood, they do. They bust it out. I love it for that. People just go all out. It's like it catches on, you know, monkey see, monkey do. But in a good way. And when I first moved there, there wasn't a lot of decorating. But then, you know, there was a few families who just went all out. And then everybody else started feeling like, okay, I got to put a little something up. And now the whole neighborhood is just a wonderland by the time Christmas rolls around. So Crash and I are halfway through our decorating. I like to joke that you can see the house probably from space by the time we're done. I am not a decorator for holidays, really for anything. And so, you know, before I had him, you know, it was a wreath. Because I'm a cheapskate. Like, if I went all out, it would be a lighted wreath, okay? But now my home is decked from top to bottom. So we're about halfway through with the outside. We've done the inside. We've got both trees up. You know, we have no less than 8 wreaths inside the house. We have wreaths outside the house. I mean, it's like every window. It's absolutely crazy. But he loves it. It's his favorite thing. So you know how kids, they'll take you on their adventures where, you know, you find yourself doing stuff you never would have done. It's one of the things I miss the most, I think, when he grows up and goes off and does what he does. So anyway, great neighborhoods in Greenville. Your neighborhood just busted out and we should come see it. Tell me which one it is. Like what road it's on. You can text it to 71307. Does anybody else do that or is it just us? So we drive around and we're like, ooh, wow, ah. So we do it Monday and Tuesdays. Starting now, because people have, you know, put the stuff up over the weekend. Anyway, new survey. This is so true. The average American homeowner spends 34 hours of their life untangling Christmas lights. I think I did that over the last 2 weeks because we start on Thanksgiving Day.
I hate untangling lights.
Oh, golly. It makes you just want to just beats down your will to live.
Yeah.
You know?
It does. I hate untangling cables in general, but Christmas lights are the worst because they can just get hooked on each other. And like you're pulling and pulling and it never stops. It never gets better.
Can I have a moment of honesty with you here? People are going to think I'm a terrible parent. And I'm really not that bad, okay, Tim? Crash yesterday is throwing laughing because I'm untangling lights, right? And I'm doing the one I hate. You know, I have hooks driven into parts of the house. And over the year, over the rest of the year, some of them will fall out. So I've got to drill them back in.
Right.
And I always swear I'm not going to cuss when I do it. And I always end up cussing. Like just a line of profanities.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Like, I'm in no position to judge.
Good, because I freaking hated that and untangling. And so Crash yesterday is like, Mom, you're going to cuss. He's already laughing because he loves it. Because that's about the only time I do it, right? And he's just laughing. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to cuss. He's like, that's okay. You can. It's really funny. And I said, no, I'm not going to cuss. And I end up cussing. I almost fell off the chair.
Don't you always feel bad for like saying like a really bad word in front of them and you're just,
I feel
just
terrible.
Like, yeah, you just like, man.
And then I do it again.
And
then,
yeah, and you just, yeah.
Yesterday I hit one of my fingers. It still hurts with the hammer while hammering in some of those hooks into the side of the house. And I hit it and I was like, and I did it. I said it. I'm sorry.
For me, it's when I trip over their stuff.
Oh, the kids' stuff?
Yeah, when I trip over their stuff. Like it drives me insane. Mm-hmm. And it's just initial. It just comes out and you're just like, oh, I shouldn't have said that.
I know. And then you get madder at yourself than you were before you did it. And so he was smiling yesterday. You're gonna cuss him. I'm not cussing. I did. I slipped and he just laughs. He thinks it's so funny. He says it's one of his favorite parts of decorating.
Yeah, man.
It's one of the few times
fails, beat it with a hammer, right?
Serious. Oh, it's bad. All right. So, yeah. Other interesting stats I've amassed for the audience. Lee sent this. Listen, I have car envy because, you know, I wanted to take that car of mine that just got totaled. Somebody hit me. Not my fault. Somebody hit me and I was going to take the 350. And I didn't make it. But I was on my way, man. Listen to this, Tim. So we looked up, like, which cars are most likely to get the highest, like, you know, mileage before they die. And 6 of the 10 were Toyotas. Okay, listen to this one. This is from The Drive. Headline, million mile 2008 Toyota Tacoma is a reminder to change your dang oil. That is the headline. Okay? So it's a victory photo because, you know, the odometer just died. Okay, the car is still going, but the odometer died.
Right.
They had to fix the odometer because it just meant not meant to go that far. The car went 1.1 million miles, is still going strong.
1.1 million miles mm-hmm. on this car.
In this car, 2008 Tacoma in Arizona. So for those who are as cheap as me, I am the Scrooge and I own it. I am.
If the odometer's broke, how do they know it's 1.1 million?
Because they fixed it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they fixed it. So this guy has had all of his repairs done in one place in Arizona. It's called Lex Fix It, and owned by a Russian guy. And they said that the shop owner, Sasa Bolishnikov, says the reason the guy was able to get
that was good. That
thank
was
you.
Good.
I try. The reason the guy was able to get this far was simple. He changes his oil religiously every 5,000 miles. He does all the maintenance. He uses factory parts, not the weird ones. And if you want to know what oil he uses, Sasha recommends Mobil Synthetic SW30. Don't shoot the messenger. That's what Sasha says. That's all that's ever been put in this car. 1.1 million miles. And that's it. Now, here's all they've had to replace. Listen to this. If you take care of your car, and they're saying, you know, the motto here is change your dang oil on time, okay? Change it with something good. This is the 2.7-liter four-cylinder model, five-speed manual, okay? So that's, you know, just about the simplest you could buy in, you know, as a base model for 2008, right? Okay, so all he's ever done is replace the alternator, new timing chain guides, and the regularly scheduled maintenance. That's it.
That's insane.
1.1 million miles.
That's a lot of miles, man.
Yeah. So there's a big photo of all the guys who've worked on it, you know, at the shop with the car. And the car is in great condition. He's taken great. I mean, the paint job looks good. It's 2008. So I feel like I was robbed, you know? I mean, like, it's less than 16-year-old car. I didn't even get to 17 and I was talking about this yesterday. I'm still in a funk about it.
I feel bad. I feel bad when people, you know, because cars are special, man.
Yeah, they are. So anyway, we were just talking about this yesterday. So you want to get to that. Apparently 1.1 million miles is entirely doable. But you got to keep up with the maintenance. Don't skimp on the maintenance and that baby will do it for you. So.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.